It's not really fair, having you as my teacher. They shouldn't even allow it, seeing as how you're my father. I thought there were rules against that kind of thing. I guess there are, but you're the only teacher in the subject. But it's really weird with you teaching my class. You're harder on me than the other students, especially the other girls. All of them are getting good grades. Yes, I know I should be a better student, but most of them aren't any better than me. They just know how to flirt with you and get better grades. Oh, I'm not alleging anything, but it's funny how some of their grades were doing so bad at midterms, but now they're all doing so much better. And all after just a few private lessons in your office here. And girls do talk, Daddy. Even when the guy they're talking about is your father. So I know that you cut deals with some of the girls, Daddy. Some just need a little help. So they just give you a little blowjob. But there's some that needed more help. A lot more. So they slept with you. And now they're getting very nice grades in your class. Yes. I know girls make up stories, Daddy. Maybe no one would believe them. There's been stories before about other teachers, and nothing has happened. But then again, none of those other professors had hidden cameras placed in their offices. See this video on my phone, Daddy? It was a real eye-opener. You and Lucy in a private study session. Except it wasn't as private as you thought. Blackmail, Daddy? That's such a bad word. Would I really blackmail you? Especially when to reveal you would get you fired and maybe even sent to jail? That could mess up my life too. Or I guess I would just have to live with Mom then, and she has a pool. But Daddy, I would never think about blackmailing you to get a better grade. That just doesn't feel right. I want to earn my better grade. Just like the other girls. Gee, Daddy, for a teacher, you're not too smart. I want the same deal the other girls get. I want to raise my grade a lot. So, I'm going to have to fuck you. Now, Daddy, would I joke about something like that? Or would I joke about telling you I'll email this video and all the others to your boss? I'm not asking for any special treatment because I'm your daughter. But it's not fair that I don't get the same opportunities the other girls get just because you're my father. So, I give you my body, and you give me a better grade. A much better grade. Now, come on, Daddy. From what the other girls say, you're always horny. I guess I must get that from your side of the family, too. And I know you definitely have a thing for schoolgirls. I even know you don't mind it if they call you Daddy sometimes. Or a lot. That makes me feel so sad. Hearing about girls who are not your daughters getting to call you that. It's like you're trying to replace me. Like Mommy replaced you. But I'm at least as cute as my classmates. And I've been calling you Daddy for all my life. It really hurts me to think that maybe you're imagining me when you're with my classmates. Because you could just be fucking me directly. And even if you don't really want to fuck me, and the daddy thing is just a little bit of kinky fun, well, it doesn't matter. Because I still want that good grade. No, I'm sure you're willing to give me a better grade now, Daddy. But I wouldn't feel like I earned it. Not when, at the very least, the other girls have to go down on you. Like on this video here? How does it go again? Oh, yes. She unzips your pants and then pulls out your cock. It's harder in the video, but I suppose you're a little nervous, Daddy. But then she starts sucking it. So I guess I know what I have to do. Mm-hmm. You taste so good. Daddy, your cock is so big in my little girl mouth. Isn't that so much better? Having your own daughter suck your cock. Did you like that, Daddy? I'm not going to end it like she does in the video. Her grades weren't as bad as mine. And I don't think she's as horny for you as I am. Because I'm really hot right now. I've been fingering myself under my skirt while I was sucking you, Daddy. But I was wet even before that. I guess I'll just have to take these panties off. You can add them to your collection in the bottom drawer. Trophies, the other girls said you call them. I don't mind going without them for the rest of the day. I love something else to keep me warm down there. No, Daddy. You don't get to tell me what to do anymore. Not as long as I have these videos. So either you fuck me and give me the grade I don't deserve, or I ruin you. I think it should be a pretty simple choice, but I'll make it even easier. Just keep sitting in that chair. Don't move, Daddy. Don't you dare. I could even scream for help, and that would go so much worse for you under the circumstances. No, don't reach for that jar. I know that's where you keep the condoms. But those are for the other girls. They just get between the two of us, so you don't get to use one today. Now hold still. Don't let the chair roll away. Let me step over you and grab onto your shoulders, and then just slowly lower myself. Oh, yes, Daddy. I hope you're not too disappointed that your little girl isn't a virgin. I would have waited for you if I had known this would happen. But the other boy meant nothing to me. I didn't love him like I love you. I'd just lay there and let him fuck me. Not like now, where I'm on top and I slowly go up and down on your cock. I just have to push against the floor to go up, and then let myself sink down. You're as good as the other girl said you were, Daddy. Unbutton my shirt, Daddy. I'm busy right now. I'm not wearing a bra underneath, because I wanted you to see my tits. To touch them, and kiss them, while we make love. I know you like tits, Daddy, and mine are just as good as any other girl's. Yes, Daddy, just like that. Let me lean back and let you go crazy with them. Your daughter's tits are just as good as any other girl's, and her pussy is too. Maybe even better, because you're not wearing protection for it. Or maybe just because it's your daughter's. We can make it even more special, Daddy. We can make a baby in it. You can make a baby inside your little girl's belly. Then, when we have the baby, I'll become the new mommy for you, and we'll be a family again. No, Daddy. Don't try to stop me or pull me off. I'm serious about screaming for help, and the camera is still recording, so you have no choice, really. I won't tell anyone who the father is, but I may have to drop out of school, and you have to homeschool me and give me private lessons every day. Daddy, you're going to make me come. You're going to make your little girl come. Come with me, Daddy. Come with me. Fill me with your sperm, Daddy. Daddy, did I earn a better grade? I think I did as well as any of the girls I recorded. Maybe even better. But there's no more other girls after this. Got it, Daddy? There's just me. I'm your girlfriend now, so there's no cheating on me with my friends. I'll take care of all your needs now. Not just here, at school, but also at home, in your bed, where I belong. Daddy, I'm going to be your favorite student ever.